Hello.
Hey, Sean, this is Dan again, Local Splash. This a better time for you? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm about to leave out right now. I'm just grab my stuff.
All right.
Hold on one second.
Yeah, take your time.
Good, be back.
Did you get that billing stuff squared away? Oh.
My fault, because yeah, last minute I had a guy that wanted me to go to the building and fix a couple of things.
Mhm.
Yeah, so I'm trying.
Guy, quality problems, brother. Yeah.
Huh?
I said quality problems, brother. You know.
Yeah.
Do you want me to call tomorrow to set up the account then, or what? I mean, you tell me.
Yeah, I don't mind setting up. Only thing I was going to ask if they could, because I got my card, everything back on it. They even refund my money. The only thing is that it's not another way they can do, like, the monthly payment. Because remember, like, I felt like the $8 is cool, but that just makes it more. It's not like they can just do one set monthly price. Is there any other options with that?
No, there is, but so like if you get 13 qualified leads, right, then you're charged for those 13 qualified leads the next month, the $435. But we don't want to charge you $435 if you didn't get 13 qualified leads, right? So you have a lead budget. It just basically rolls over to the following month. Does that answer your question or?
Yeah. Okay, so you're saying like basically. But you know, like, all right, for example, like the other company, even though they don't even call me no more, because I told them that I need some time to think. But
right,
like only thing I liked that they was doing was that it was just with the Google Guarantee, it was a set amount.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, we charge $100 to manage it or whatever. I mean, even if you guys charge more, that's fine, but more like a set amount.
No, it's actually better for you. And let me explain why, okay? So they had a set management amount, right, for you every month, regardless of the amount of leads that you took on. With us, your management fee is tacked on to the lead fee. So, like, you are only paying a management fee on qualified leads that you get through this. So if you have, like, let's say you have, like a busy month with your regular job and you had to pause your leads, right, on your account, you're not being charged any management fee. Like, you're only getting a 25% management fee tacked on to every qualified lead you get, which is just $8. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. No, so that's cool, but then, let me just check. Hold on. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah,
go ahead, never stop. I guess it's good. I'm just putting my stuff in my truck, so I can pull off.
So no, you're good.
I don't want to be on no leave.
Yeah.
Just grab up from that. I see this guy sitting in the fucking park by himself facing the dark road. I mean, the dark part of the park. So I'm looking at the woods. I'm like, that's some scary shit.
For sure. Hey, some of those like streets you go down to, they have no street lights and everything, and it's like spooky, man. You're like, oh my god.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I'm
for
like,
sure.
In a dark ass park. Yeah. Facing the branches and trees. Like, oh man.
Yeah, he's probably not right into mine, bro. I'd stay away from him. For sure. Yeah.
Oh, man. Hold on, I'll be able to hear you better when I get in the car and listen up.
Yeah, yeah, you're good. You're good. But to answer your question, there's no, like, other way we could, like, have it set up, right? Like, that's just how it is, right? Like, I didn't make the procedure, right? I just let you guys know what it is, right? But it's really, compared to, like, other ones where you have, like, a monthly management fee, this is better off, because if you only take on, like, one qualified lead for the month, well, you're paying $8, man, in management. You know what I'm saying? So it's more fair, you know, rather than you getting, like, a $300 fee or $150 fee each month, you know, like, whatever the case is. But, yeah, there's no way I could change their process of how they're doing it. Yeah.
Okay, now what if, let me see. Okay, I felt like, all right, so if I do like 20 jobs, I'm paying like $650, if I'm doing like,
oh, you don't go, I'm sorry, you don't go over the lead budget that you set, though. So, like, if you do the minimum budget for the 13 qualified leads, there's no way you'll go over that budget. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know other lead programs like Angie, Networks, Thumbtack, right? Like, you'll set it for X amount of leads, and then it goes, like, way over that, and then you have, like, some crazy bill. I just got off the phone with a client telling me that. Like, this doesn't work that way. Like, your budget that you set, you can't go over it.
So, all right, so, hold on, I'm sorry. I'm almost done.
Go ahead.
I'm going to be able to just open what we say. What the fuck? I didn't even want to come out there. I just want to hang in the house. I knew you would probably call today. Last week, I missed a few calls because I had people that marked my social media. It's something with my phone. I got a new phone now. I just didn't set it up. I'll probably do that when I get back to the house.
Yeah, sometimes when I call, it says, like, Robo something is, like,
yeah,
asking for the name. So I put my name in. I put my name in, and then it rings, and it goes to, like, a voicemail. But sometimes when I call, you just answer. Like, there's no, like, say your name thing or whatever, you know?
I have to deactivate this. You know how many calls I missed because of that? But some...
Right.
Jump call, but it intercept the call and shit. And then I tried, like, that. I got to take that shit off, man. I mean, it helps out with the spam and the robot calls, all of that, but...
Right.
It make me miss good calls, too, you know, especially being a business owner, having different people calling me. All right, so you set it. Now, what's the highest you can set it at?
So the highest person I have taking on leads right now does 200 leads a month.
Okay. Now, but then see, like him, he'll pay $8 on each one of those leads, right?
No, I think he pays a little more because his lead fees are more expensive. He's in the roofing vertical, and I want to say, I'd have to look up his account, but I think his leads are like $45 per qualified lead or something. Yeah. I know it's more than yours. I just don't have the exact amount.
Okay.
Like, I'd have to pull his account up. So he pays a little more than $8 because it's 25% of the lead fee, you know?
But now what about, commercial leads? Cause I know, like, my father, he do commercial account, though I don't think he said, yeah.
It's the same amount. It's the same amount for the, like, whether it's residential or commercial, it's the 33 per qualified lead.
Oh, cause he do refrigeration, heating, and AC. So
right.
It should be the same?
Yeah, it's the same.
Okay.
It's the same. Yeah, there's
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so, like, remember I told you about the subcategories, right? Like, For example, for roofers, right, they have roof installs as a subcategory, roof repairs as a subcategory. Whether it's a roof repair or a roof install, it's the same cost per qualified lead. So it's more like advantageous for those guys to do the roof installs because they're more profitable for them. But some guys like the roof repairs better because then they get out there and they get a new re-roof or whatever, right? But the lead fee doesn't change though on you, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm just trying to park. So if I my budget basically I'll be doing 13 leads a month.
If you do the minimum budget, yeah, it's 13 qualified leads.
Okay.
And it rolls over. Then, so if you only get six, right, then you only pay for six the following month.
Okay. Okay. Make sure my phone was on. I'm done in 2 seconds. I'll be done all this.
Take your time. No problem, man. I'm used to it, man. I'll hear, you know, hammers in the background and, like, saws, and I'm like, all right. The wood chippers. I'm like, all right.
Oh, the SEO too, man. I got a customer from Belleville and one from Melton. I said, how do you hear about it? They said Google. So I'm wondering if it's working. There's not a way you could tell me because if you think it's working as far as the ranking, because the thing is, I would just do the Google Guarantee. I don't want to do both and be wasting money. But I don't really know if it's working or not.
Right. Here, I could put in for a scan. We don't have a report to your analytics because the thing is, what's it called? We're not managing your SEO, right? But all I could do is a scan on it.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Okay. Let me see. Hold up real quick. No problem. Well, hold on 1 second.
Yeah, take your time. I'm running that scan in the meantime.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, take your time. I got your scan and your results up, too, when you're back with me.
Okay.
It could be way better, too. I'll just say that.
You said it's way better?
No, I said it could be way better. So what it shows me is your estimated monthly SEO clicks or 7. I don't know if that sounds about right, like if you're getting 7 calls from it, but when I did the scan, which is how Google recognizes businesses, like they scan for the name, address, phone number, website, and content, meaning the keyword phrase tags, you currently have a 97% listing and accuracy. And the main reason for that, let me know if you need to put me on hold or anything too. I'm not trying to mess up with your client, you know? So the main reason is there's a different phone number out there for you, an 862-339-7214, and then the 862-237-8572. The name is listed differently, and the address is different on multiple directories. Yeah. I'll send this to you, too, via email, so you can see. So it could actually be way better, you know?
So you guys would be able to fix all of that?
We do that with our search engine optimization package, right? So with the Google Guarantee program, which, you know my take on it. I think that program's the best product Google has, okay? With our Google Guarantee Only program, we don't mess with your search engine optimization at all. Like, we do Google Guarantee Only in that platform, which is, it's an amazing program. But we do have, like I told you, our SEO packages, where we do your local search engine optimization, where we do fix all of that.
Okay.
Yeah, so here, I'm sending that scan to you too via email so you can see it. Four of the SEO clicks are from Majestic Appliance Repair too, just so you know. So that's somebody actually searching your company name. Those might be my clicks, brother.
Oh, wow.
I don't know, but it just shows me 4 for that one. But,
thank you, man.
Yeah.
So 4 to quit. So basically, now what does that mean? That nobody.
That means somebody searched Majestic Appliance Repair, which the only people that are going to do that, like, I actually already know your name. So it would have been through a referral or something, you know? It shows me refrigerator repair too. You got 2 clicks, which is amazing because it shows a 74th ranking on that one, you know? But yeah, there's not a whole lot of traction on here from what I could see.
So your guys will like make that totally different.
Yeah. So within 3 to 5 days of starting up, your hold on. Let me pull it up again. Your 97% listing and accuracy will go to 100% accurate. Because that's part of SEO. Like, you need the same name, address, phone number, website, and content on all the directories Google scans for. We also fill in all the missing listings, and you'll see what I'm talking about on the scan. And we optimize you for 15 keyword phrases on the first page of Google. That's organic placement. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, And that'd be within the first week?
No. 3 to 5 days your scan comes up for you to show on the first page for all 15 keyword phrases. The timeline we send you in writing for that is 30 to 45 days in the map section.
Oh, and then, like, when people put appliance repair, I'll show up first?
Yeah, we can't guarantee, like, the first spot. We say the first page, right? And there's really 20 listings on that first page, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
And who signs me up for that?
Me. Same guy. Yeah, same guy.
And how much you said that is? What's the best you can do for that?
$199 is the very best I could do for it. $199.
No, I'm saying for like the startup fee though.
No, the local search engine optimization for our pro package is $199 a month. Yeah.
$199.
Yeah, there's no additional fees to that. Yeah.
Now, why some people charge like $500, $350? I had one guy say $1,000. I said, for what? Then he was like, well, we do the best. He said, we don't just focus on SEO. We focus on revenue too. He said, but you know, you pay for what you get. Some people out here charging $100, $300. He's like, you know, we don't charge more just to get over on people. That's the more we do, and we guarantee a certain amount. Like, well, not guarantee, but he said we focus a lot on revenue. Do you think that's true?
You know, it's hard to give you a straight answer on that because there's thousands of different companies, man, and I've heard like horror stories. You know, I don't know what company he's with or what he's telling you. You know, but I've heard different prices too. I've heard from like $29 to $3,000. Like, I don't know. I just know our company though, our best price for that pro package is that $199 monthly, you know? But again, I highly recommend, and I know me and you have been talking for a while now regarding this, that Google Guarantee program. Yeah. It is the business, man. 100% retention rate on it since I started it here, you know? So it's a good program, man. 100%.
Okay.
And I think, you know, the main reason that one's a better product is like, so for local search engine optimization, right? And I told you this before, it's like you're paying for a ranking. So that guy's talking about focusing on revenue. He can't force that person to click and call you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just impossible.
Mm-hmm.
So with local SEO, you get the placement, right? You get the ranking organically. The benefit to that is there's an unlimited amount of clicks and calls. No lead fees. You stay up there. You don't rotate, right? But the thing is whether you get, you know, zero clicks or, 100 clicks, you're at that same rate monthly. With Google Guarantee, though, you're only paying for qualified leads that come through, and you're at, like, the tip top of the page on Google, you know?
Oh, actually, you know what happened today? I was a little pissed. I'm like, fuck. The other company that I use, I was a little busy doing some work, and a call came in from Angie Poat. So I said, cool. So, but I was busy with a customer right in front of her face. I was dealing with her. I couldn't call him. I'm in front of another customer. So when I leave, I'll give him a call. But when I left, I forgot to call the person. So an hour passed by and I called them and already that fast someone else called them too. I was like, damn it.
Yeah. Yeah. So Angie leaves.
They don't do that?
No. So the person's picking you and they're calling you directly. So on Angie Leads and all those other programs, they're filling out a lead form, and then they're sending the lead to multiple companies. So you're all calling, trying to get that lead. You know what I'm saying? With Google Guarantee, they pick you and they call you directly. It's not a lead form that's sent out to you.
Okay.
So it's way different, man.
Yeah, it do sound good. The only thing I didn't care about with Google Guarantee, I think you agree with that one, is the part when because everybody say, well, how much you charge? Everybody asks that, man. And I'm like, damn, that'd be $33 down, you know.
Right.
That's the only thing.
You know, 100%. But Google, like, I can't, like, there's no way I would be able to make them change that, you know, like, it is what it is. But if you set an appointment or a price inquiry is made, that's the only time you're charged for the lead. So what I'd recommend is try to set estimates with these people. I mean, if your prices aren't like fucking, I'm sorry for cussing. My bad, brother. I'm getting too comfortable with you. I'm getting too comfortable. My boss is going to be like, what the heck, man, are you doing? No, what I was going to say, as long as your prices aren't like super outrageous, man, you should be good to go, you know? Because they're picking you. Like, they're picking your Google Guaranteed profile, and they're calling you directly. So it should be wham, bam, slam dunk for you, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's crazy. I never cuss on the phone, man. Like, man, I'm still, like, shocked by that one, you know? Like, you got my coaching voice, Sean, you know?
I know, right?
Yeah, that's cool.
So that'd be basically the $8 times 13?
Yeah. So your cost per, like for you, right, it's the $33.33 per qualified lead. We're being charged by Google $25, right? So the cost, you know, so we're making $8 off of every qualified lead that comes through.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I guess, hold on one second. Let me just check.
100%. It's foolproof, I'm telling you, you know. I thought I was calling today and you were going to be like, all right, let's set it up, boom, 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 you know. Like, you should already be sold on this, man. It is an amazing program.
Well, like I said, it's just like the eLocal, so I have a good idea of how that works. The only difference is two things that's probably better with Google Guarantee is that eLocal
subcategories.
Even if they don't set up a price, if you speak to them, well, they have to, I mean, if you set up an appointment, of course, you're going to get your money back. But if you speak to them, they say, oh, well, you know what, let me just think about it, and they didn't mention how much you charge anything, they still won't give you the money back. But if the customer say, man, the hell with your business, well, they go, oh, I must have called Samsung or, which is great because with, like, the regular Angies or any of the Angies, if people call up and just ask a question, you don't get that money back either, you know.
Right.
You don't get it back either, but,
So this one, you don't have to worry about that, you know. It's foolproof, man. And it's month-to-month no contracts. Like, literally, so we've been doing this for 2 years now with the Google Guarantee Program. I haven't had one person cancel on it. Like, that's how good it is, man. Like, I'm 100% confident. Once you see it, you will love it.
Okay. And you said that was $250?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. And how long it take again to, hold on.
The application, what we sent you in writing is it takes 4 to 8 weeks, but it all you got to do is be on top of everything. Usually it's done within 3 to 4 weeks.
So 3 to 4. Come on, what the hell is this person doing? Stopping on the highway, man. Fucking crazy.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. That's dangerous, man.
Yeah, well, they ain't stopped completely, but they slowed down like damn near 3 miles per hour.
Right, break
probably happens. Drinking, man.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Hold on one time. I'm just checking something.
You're good.
And real quick with that search engine thing, you think I would get like a lot more clicks than I've been getting now? So I get people calling from Google here and there. But, and then it'd be like, remember I was telling you West Milford, stuff like that?
Yeah, so I remember looking that up, and I remember talking to you about it, and I was like, I even told you last time, right? I was like, man, stick it out with what they're doing, because it's working. I was actually shocked when I ran the scan. You know, I thought it was going to be a lot better, because I always shoot it straight, man. If I'm talking to a client, and they're getting amazing results with their SEO, and it's 100% scan, and they're getting all these SEO clicks, I tell them, you're good, you know? But we could do actually a lot better from the scan I ran on it and your current results that you're getting.
And that would take a week?
Yeah, so the scan is fixed within 3 to 5 days. And really, we under-promise and over-deliver with that. Like, they could do that scan even faster, because all it is a mass directory submission where we plug in, like, the same name, address, phone number, website, and all 15 keyword phrases are the same. So you're already going to see tremendous results from that, from your scan going to 100%, you know, and then what we send you in writing for your keyword phrases to rank on the first page in the map section, and again, there's 20 companies there, right? So it's not like we can't guarantee like number one, number two, number three, just first page placement, but that's 30 to 45 days.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then to be one of the between the first one and five top picks, how long would that take you think, like to be like, you know?
So what's going to happen for that is your reviews are going to take place in that. So what's going to happen is you're going to have a request review function. You have great reviews already, though, online, but you're going to want to just keep boosting them up. What I could see, and hold on, let me pull up the actual the actual Google listing one more time. Here it is. So you have 13 five-star reviews, you know, so you're not like at one review or two review. You're going to want to keep boosting that, okay, on Google, though. I know you have the bird's eye, and they're leaving reviews anywhere for you, but you want to keep boosting the Google reviews up because Google doesn't go off of, like, your Angie Lead reviews or your bird's eye reviews or any of that. It's Google is going to be, like, the president for it, right? So keep boosting those mm-hmm. up, and that's going to help you go higher on the list, right? But right now, like, let's say you had, like, 500 five-star reviews or something. Wouldn't matter because your scan's all jacked up right now. Like, it's, you know, you have a different phone number on some listings. You have the address hidden in some listings, showing in others. There's even, let me see. No, that's the main issues. Oh, no, there's one name discrepancy, too. So on Tupelo, you have Majestic Appliance, and then everywhere else, it's Majestic Appliance Repair LLC, you know? So it's those little issues are hurting your ranking, you know?
Oh, wow. So once all that gets fixed, and then where my ranking will be, you think?
So what I can go off of on that, so Google Guarantee I work with primarily. So that's why I tell you guys, it can take 3 to 4 weeks, right? You just got to be on top of the application. But with the local search engine optimization process for the pro package, your time frame really, like, you're looking at 30 to 45 days for maximum results. Like, you'll see a huge jump when that scan's changed, right? But I can't really quote anything less than the 30 to 45 days, you know? Like, I'd rather it take 4 weeks on that, and you're like, awesome, man, or 3 weeks, you know, rather than it be 45 days, and you're like, what's going on, Dan? You know, and you're calling me every day, like,
so, yeah,
you know? But Google Guarantee, I'm telling you, it's a foolproof program as far as your local SEO program, right? We can do better from what I've seen on the scan, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, main question for you, Sean, what do you want to do? Do you want to do Google Guarantee only? Do you want to do both? You tell me.
And then, so if I do both, that'd be about 200, and then I know the other one will go per lead, so it all depends on how much I'm doing.
You're looking at $449 out the door today. Yeah, so $449 out the door today, and then you have the $199 pro package monthly. What I'd recommend on that, though, is because it's month-to-month, no contracts, what you can do is after we get your Google Guarantee application submitted and everything, you could pause your monthly on that pro package. We're not going to take down, like, any of your directories or anything, but we won't continue posting, right, on your local SEO or keeping you up to date with algorithm changes. So you will see over time your listing, like, kind of fall, right? But if you can pause it is what I'm getting at, okay? So, but what you're looking at, if you did both on the monthly after your Google Guarantee approved, you have the $199 plus the lead budget, which is $435.
So that'd be every month, $435?
Yeah, it'll be every month if you take on 13 qualified leads. Because remember, you have the lead budget rollover.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to think. Hold on one more second.
Yeah, take a check. Yeah, take your time.
Sorry, man, it's just taking me a minute while I'm doing some driving, trying to look at the road and see what I'm doing on the phone.
No, you're good. You're good. Take your time. Eyes on the road, though, man. I don't want you to, you know.
I know.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, remember the link tree thing that we was talking about?
Right.
I was thinking, like, one thing I do like about BirdEye, I don't know if that link tree thing have it, mm-hmm. is, all right, I had a customer, like, maybe a month or two ago, about a month and a half ago. I guess he said the work was good, I got it fixed. But he didn't put a good review, but he didn't put a bad one, because just say, how was your experience? 1 to 5 stars, was it great, not great, or contact us directly, or not so great, contact us directly. Then you click that and you tell them how was your experience. So that kind of keeps them from giving a bad review because that don't show up on your review platform.
Right.
Only
right.
if they bypass that or they just go right to the review anyway and say, the hell with that, I'm leaving a bad review. So let's say right. experience not so great, leave a 5-star review. I mean, leave contact us directly. So I'm the only one. Well, hold on, man. Keep calling me. I mean, what the fuck you want me to do? Hold on, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, take your time. No problem.
Yeah, no, he said that was a mistake. All right, let me just finish what I was doing.
Yeah, you were talking about the reviews for the BirdEye.
Oh, yeah.
Right, where...
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I'm looking at the one you sent, the Linktree thing, and I don't think it... doesn't look like it has anything like that, you know? Because it just shows...
Yeah, see that?
The one I have for the, what is it, the QREI, it's like, it has website, like I could leave a review there, Google review, all the social media platforms, you know, that's all it really is.
See, that's the part I do like about Bird Eye, that they have that, because if you ever get a customer here and there, they're like, oh, I wasn't so freaking happy, man. Then they can just put not so great, contact us directly, then they can click that, and then the ask them what happened with your experience, or I forgot exactly what to say, but...
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. If your experience wasn't great, we want to make it right. Contact us directly, is what it says.
Oh, yeah, see?
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm looking at your actual one right now you sent me. Yeah.
You don't... okay. And you see all my reviews up there, right? Like the 70?
Yeah, 68, yeah. But yes, sir.
Okay. I don't know, that's weird, because on my initial 70 is weird, but yeah. So see, that's what I'm saying, like, now the Linktree don't have nothing like that, right?
I'm looking at the Linktree you gave me, it doesn't show that. So it doesn't show all your reviews. yeah, it's different. It's different. So it just shows, like, it says website, then Google review, social media, Instagram, Facebook. Let me click on one of these. So it just takes me to their Instagram page. It's not even to leave a review. Same thing with Facebook. It's not to leave a review. It just takes me to their Facebook page. So, yeah, it's a little different than Bird's Eye for sure.
Yeah, it's only dang. Because that's really good. Like I said, I get all good reviews, but I have only really one customer. The other guy, he left something up there too. But he don't know how that worked. But he made a mistake. But he didn't put a bad review. He just put machine still not working. So I actually went back there the other day and I found the problem and I fixed it for him. But he gave me $50 tips, so you know he wasn't leaving a bad review. It's just probably didn't know some of these people older and they probably thought that shit was customer service. Contact us directly.
Right.
So he left it there.
Right. Yeah, I don't even see that one, too. Maybe that's why mine shows 68. Mine shows 68 five-star reviews on the Bird's Eye.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird, though, because I wonder why. Well, I mean, it's close enough, but... No, but see, now if I get 68 Google five-star reviews, that'd be look good, man.
No, for sure. You're going to want to start getting more on Google. We have a request for view function too that you can use, and it's similar, right? Like it'll say, you put your client's name in, their phone number, or email, and it sends them a pre-made message with like a link to your Google business profile or your Google guarantee profile. And it's the same, like if somebody leaves a review for you on your Google guarantee profile, it's posted on your Google business profile and vice versa too, you know? But yeah, we want to help you boost those too, you know, for sure.
Okay. So let me just park right here real quick, man. Sorry, what I was trying to do. I was driving, but I'm parking now.
So how are you feeling? Like, are you leaning more towards Google Guarantee only or doing the SEO too with us?
I definitely want to do it like SEO because I want to get my rankings where it needs to be. I was trying to wait and see what Bird I could do, but obviously, like, especially if you say it takes like a week, and it's been weeks that I've been with them, or actually a few months, and it still ain't where it need to be for the rankings and all of that stuff.
Yeah, for the indexing, mm-hmm. they don't do it. So it's looking like, right, because you have a ton of missing listings on here, you know, and then there's like, and you know, Bird's Eye is, I understand they're like a reputation management company, so they're not focusing probably on the SEO, probably just let you know like, hey, we do that too, right? But you're missing a lot of listings that Google scans for. And then the phone number being different, like, which is like, it's fine that you have two numbers, right? But you can't have two numbers as the primary on your listing. Like, it has to be one primary number for the Google scan. And then we got to put, you know, the keyword phrase tags in here as well. So it's really a super easy fix, man.
Oh, it don't show keywords in it?
No, when I go into the actual profile, I don't really see a lot of content. But they probably, the ones that they submitted you to, they probably just created like Topalo, for example, right? They created a listing, which is good because Google does scan for that directory as well. I'm assuming they made this, but, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't have like the same keywords that are in the other directories. Like this one, for example, we repair all major brands of models and appliances, ovens, stoves, refrigerators, dishwashers, washers, and dryers. If I go into, let's see, Merchant Circle, right, this one's different. So Majestic Appliance Repair solves all your home appliance issues. We can help you prolong the life of your appliances. We repair all home appliances of affordable rates. We repair all major brands and models. Oh, they do have the same tags on there. Okay. So that's not bad, but it's really just the different on the phone number, the name, the address, and then you have a ton of missing listings that we have to add to. Does that make sense, mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Yeah. That was weird when they did a scan, but I don't know if that's a real scan. It showed that, like, everything was accurate. It was weird.
So I'm showing Bing. On Bing, it has 862-339-7214 as the phone number. And then Bing, it has the address showing. Merchant Circle, it has the address hidden. Topalo, it has a different company name, which it's the same name, but it's just missing repair and LLC, right? Which hurts the ranking. And then you have the address also hidden on Topalo. So it could be way better is what I'm saying. Like all we have to do really is fix the scan and you should have way better rankings for sure.
Okay. And that's something like I could do is a little harder for that.
Well, it would just take you a long time. You'd have to go into every directory. You have to create a profile. Make sure the name, address, phone number, website are the same everywhere, and then also copy the same content into each directory. So you technically could do it yourself. It just take a while for you to do, probably. You know.
No. Time I don't have.
For sure. Okay. For sure. What I really recommend to you, if you want to do the local SEO too, let us do it for you. And then once we get your Google Guarantee application approved, which usually, like I said, takes 3-4 weeks, your local SEO, like, ranking should be way higher. Pause the monthly on that. And now you have the leads coming through Google Guarantee. If you see your ranking start to slip, right, then for the organic placement I'm talking about, then just reactivate the monthly, you know? Super easy.
So you don't really need the local SEO and all of that stuff going if all the ranking and everything is good?
Well, what's going to happen, okay, is the scan is what's messing you up the most, right? So, wham, bam, that's fixed right there, right? then on Google, we have to do like posts, right? Using the same keywords that are in all the directories that we're submitting you to, right? And you want to keep up to date on your posts, okay, after that happens. Like if you were to pause your account, so just keep doing it on your own. And then also, what's it called? What was I going to say? If there's an algorithm change with Google, meaning they change like something where, for example, like the address has to show or something, right? Or like a major change, right? You have to be up to date with those changes to stay up to date with their algorithm, you know? Does that make sense? So what you want to do, all you do the pro, let us fix it. Your ranking should be way higher. Do Google Guarantee as well. Once you're approved for the application on Google Guarantee, you could just pause the monthly on the pro. Super easy.
Okay, yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
I'm just trying to look out, you know what I'm saying? I know it sounds confusing. Usually clients, I just tell them, hey, rock with that month. You know, your local SEO is good. You got Google Guarantee too, but that should definitely help you, Sean. Terms of saving some money, you know?
Yeah, and then, hold on, what I was about to ask you.
Yeah.
Shit, hold on. I was about to ask you something. One second.
You're good.
So, all right, I think I'm going to do the Google thing. Now, I can put the application in later and just put my card information in?
Yeah, so what happens is I send you the application via text message and via email. That way you can get started on it, right? And then I schedule your client interview for the Google Guarantee program. I already know your favorite time. It's going to be 6:30. You know? But my question, though, are you trying to start with the Google Guarantee only or the local SEO as well?
Hey, Dan, I lost you. I was on that. Let me know.
Oh, you're good, brother. No, what I was asking is, do you want to do the, cause I'm trying to put your package together right now, right? So are you doing Google Guarantee only, or did you want to do the SEO with it as well?
That's what I was trying to think about. I mean, it's probably a couple hours to think how exactly I want to do it. What if I say you can call me like first thing in the morning when you get there? I can see exactly how I want to do everything.
Okay, so
it's late because I pretty much know the route I want to go, but like I said, I have my card, the money's back on it every day. At least I can think clearly on like if I want to do both or how I want to do it, and then I can start the application too, I guess, tonight.
Okay, so
when I get home,
you want to do 10 a.m. tomorrow morning? Does that work for you? Or
yeah, and of course, like if I'm busy when you call, then you can call back probably another 30 minutes, an hour. I mean, I'm just at the customer house at the moment. Hey, how you doing, man? All right? Okay.
Okay.
I'll be as far as take care of it. Yeah, so, yeah, that should work. Hold on. Okay. So that, the cat attacks. No, do the cat attack or no? That's the cat, right? Yeah. Oh, man, I got close. It would have scratched in the face. Yeah, so, you try to think about it. Hopefully, on a crazy day. But even if I do, like I said, I do a lot of driving, so I might be like, hey, Dan, I need to come to my mom and call you in 20 minutes, and then I'll be able to talk while I'm driving for the next call and do whatever I got to do.
Okay.
Should be good in the morning.
Okay, so
I'm not too busy until the midday.
All right, got you. So 10 a.m. So 10 a.m. tomorrow, I'll call you and just let me know which route you want to go. Right, Google Guarantee only, or do the local SEO with it. At that point, so I already have all the notes on file, so we don't have to redo all that. What's gonna happen is I'll secure the billing information with you tomorrow, and then I read like a voice verification to you, process the card. And you're going to receive, like, a couple emails. Welcome email, initial invoice, your application via text and email, and your login credentials for your tracking system. So is that – so 10 a.m. tomorrow should be good, or?
Yeah, that should be good. Cause, I mean, well, I can't guarantee, but I'll be able to pick up the shoes.
Because you're working, right? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I get off tomorrow at, like, 4. Sometimes if I get off late, it'll be the latest 5 or 4:30.
Okay, yeah, I'd recommend when you're off, you know what I'm saying? Because that'd be easier for you that way, you know. I don't know. It's up to you, though, man. Whatever works better for you, brother.
Yeah, I hate that you went back and forth, like, you know. So, yeah, I would say, 5 o'clock or even 6, you know, it's up to you, either one.
Okay, so I'll put you in, I'll just put you in for 6 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah, I get off at 4, but I usually get on my phone. I usually work like an hour or one.
Okay. Okay, so 6 p.m. tomorrow, or?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Do you want me to try you in the morning? That way we're able to, like, get your, try to get your appointment done at, like, 6:30, or, I mean.
You said call in the morning for what?
Yeah, okay, so tomorrow, so what has to happen, right? Like, let's say you want to do Google Guarantee only, or the Pro Package, whatever it is, right? I have to, process the billing, right? And then you get, like, your welcome email, your initial invoice, your application, and then we have to schedule your client interview for the Google Guarantee program with the lead specialist, right? So if you're able to do it in the morning, if you really feel that works, then we're able to, like, schedule your appointment at, like, 6:30 or so on that day, or 6 p.m., whatever works better for you. Or I call you tomorrow to set it up, and it's probably not going to be enough time for the tech, so we'll have to set it up for the next day for the appointment. Does that make sense?
Okay, cool.
All right, cool. I feel like, man, I'm saying it, and I'm like, is this making sense? You know? So you tell me, though, 10 a.m. or 6 p.m., what time do you want me to call? And I'll make sure I do that.
Well, you know what? I'll say it's about 6 p.m. just in case. I hate to go back and forth. I mean, you can call in the morning, but I think 6 p.m. I know I'll be out of work.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I'll try you 11:15. No answer. I'll call at 6. And then we'll get it rocking and rolling for you. Okay?
No problem. That's true.
All right, Sean. You have a great rest of your day, sir. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You too, man. Thank you, man. You too.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Hey, Miss.